A Northwest Whale Sighting Network is looking to enlist more participants from Southeast Alaska. The Orca Network's Howard Garrett is one of the featured speakers at this year's Whale Fest in Craig. Deanna Garrison sat down with Garrett during a brief visit to Ketchikan yesterday and has the story.
Garrett says the Orca Network is a large group of volunteers who help track killer whales in the Northwest.
And then we relay that information to a whole network of scientists, every researcher, Canadian, U.S., government, nonprofit, independent, or just, you know, excited enthusiast who wants to know how the whales are doing, what the news is, if there's any new babies, any losses, any issues that they need to know about. We sort of distribute that information.
Garrett says scientists can use the information provided by volunteers to track the movements of orcas throughout the Northwest and California. He says the whales look similar to an untrained eye, but that each orca has a distinguishing feature.
If you get up close or get a good photo of that dorsal fin, and then behind the dorsal on the back is what's called a saddle patch. It's where you'd put a saddle if you were going to ride an orca, but it's a little gray area. And a good photo can show individual distinctions so that even though there are, you know, a couple thousand up and down the coast from California to the Bering Sea, each one is unique.
Garrett says Southeast Alaska has a resident population of orcas of around 300 that he says is in very good shape. Garrett says a separate population of killer whales that straddles the border between British Columbia and Washington state has experienced a 25% drop in its population. He says that community of orcas was listed as an endangered species. He says the dramatic decline of killer whales in that area has resulted in more research and greater interest in the movements of killer whales. Garrett says researchers only just recently learned that orcas from Washington state make their way as far north as Southeast Alaska.
And that's the news that we only found out 3 weeks ago, is that there is some fishermen in Chatham Strait found some photographs from June 1st of 2007 that showed our whales from Washington. So that extended their range about 300 miles. So before that, we knew that they came up to the Queen Charlotte's, to Haida Gwaii, but that was the northern limit until 3 weeks ago. And now we know that at least, you know, 5 years ago, they were up there. So they probably come up more often than we know.
Garrett says it's not clear if the orcas have always traveled to Southeast Alaska or if they are expanding their range. He says researchers only learned in 2007 that killer whales from the Northwest made their way as far south as California. Garrett says each population of orcas stay within their extended families for life. He says they don't recruit or mate outside of their community. When visiting outside of their natural territory, he says they adjust their behavior.
When they're in an area that is the usual habitat of another community, they tend to be very quiet. Because otherwise, in their own home range, they're very vocal. I mean, it's like a cocktail party going on. It's just multiple conversations going on between whales all the time. You can listen in, and it's just so exciting to hear all these different calls going.
He says each community has its own completely separate vocabulary.
It's not like there is an orca moo or roar or anything. Each community learns their own, you know, vocabulary of calls. So you can identify them without even seeing them if you have the calls.
Garrett says although orcas can eat just about anything in the ocean, their diet is almost exclusively made up of king salmon and chum. He says an adult orca can eat 250 to 300 pounds of Chinook a day. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.